Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me. In your righteousness, enter not into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you. For the enemy has pursued my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead. Therefore, my spirit faints within me. My heart within me is appalled. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. And in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies, and you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul. For I am your servant. As one of the penitential psalms, Psalm 143 is a picture for me of how all Christians today live, sinful, broken, desperate, repentant, and longing for God's mercy. This may sound odd, but it is comforting to me to see that the saints before us, even long before us, struggled with the same things that we do: guilt over our past sins, real sorrows, and fears from enemies. Even if our enemies today might more likely be found in the form of bills we can't pay, relationships we can't heal, illnesses we can't make go away, or even the cultural enemies we encounter through sinful topics found in the books we read, television shows we watch, or internet stories and Facebook posts we see. It's comforting because at least that's one thing I can quit comparing myself unfavorably to: other people, and sinful people at that. It's comforting because others have been there in that pot of trouble, and it's comforting because God remains with us still. That is why it is so much better not to rely on the wisdom of foolish men, but to go straight to the Lord for help, as David does over and over and over. David recognizes the sinfulness of all of us right at the beginning in verse 2. No one living is righteous before you. So David's cry is only to the Lord. However, sometimes seeking Christian counsel from your pastor or other trusted Christian worker can be very helpful, but it is only the Lord who has promised to be with us always, hear us, and deliver us. So prayer to God is a good place to start. Now, so then, rather than a picture of a confident, arrogant David coming before the Lord and recounting all the good things he has done and presenting a weak list of how good he is, giving reasons why God should help him, David humbly asks God not to enter into judgment with him, because he knows he'd be a goner. And wouldn't we all? If we thought that each time we prayed and confessed to God all of our sins, that we would be instantly judged on our own merits, I imagine we'd all be a little hesitant to pray very often. We certainly don't want to rely on our works to save us. And as Christians, we know that they cannot save us, but it's only by God's grace, through his forgiveness and love, that we can be saved. Trying to live a life pleasing to God under the law only, meaning trying to do all of the right things, besides being impossible, is a burden that has been lifted from us by the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He took all of the punishment for our willful disobedience against God's rules, so that we can, by grace through our faith, live in the certainty of life eternal in heaven with God, our Father. The book of Romans, written down by the Apostle Paul, is full of the reality of God's grace in our lives. how we live and look forward to our salvation strictly because of God's unending love. But one verse that came to mind that I particularly find comfort in is Romans chapter 6, verse 14. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. With God's grace through Jesus, we are now called to live a life in Christ, not in sin. When you were baptized, you received the gift of the Holy Spirit, our comfort and guide in this life. And where He dwells, where the Holy Spirit dwells, sin cannot dominate. Yes, we will still do sinful things for which we repent, but sin does not control our lives because the Holy Spirit will not permit it. To a great extent, each of us are known to the world by several things: by our parentage, the company we keep, and whom we serve. Those of you who are parents have probably learned quickly who to encourage your children to play with or hang out with, and it's not easy. But ideally, we would have our children be friends with the kids with good manners and proper respect for authority, rather than the reckless, attention-seeking class troublemakers. We would like our children to be friends with those from families that have similar values to ours: honest, kind, hardworking, church-going. Usually, that means that you can trust your children to be safe when they are with them, and without too much extra worrying about how others will speak of them. The same is true for adults. The kind of people we spend time with, or the work we do, whether it is by honest means or not, are outward signs to what is important to us. Most importantly, whom we serve, whether the false gods and idols of man and the world, or, by the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, a Almighty God and Father, Maker of heaven and earth, and Christ Jesus, His Son, our Redeemer, are the outward signs of our faith. When we give up on saving ourselves, I should say trying to save ourselves, it's a fruitless effort found so often in the world. We are free to come to God in whatever circumstance we find ourselves, and can expect Him to be there to hear our pleas and to direct our paths, to teach us His ways. Like the parched land thirsts for the refreshing water of new life and renewal, our souls thirst and long for God's help to know and to understand His ways. And part of that is learning ourselves how to be silent and wait. It is so hard to be quiet in today's world. It is hard to make ourselves slow down for long enough to hear anything besides our own demanding voices in our head, reminding us of all of the things we need to get done today, all of the schedules we need to keep straight, the deadlines we have to meet, the details of life we need to take care of. It's difficult to sit still and be quiet in God's Word when we are suffering, or lonely, or tempted into sin, or feeling guilty about not doing more. Instead of hearing God's word of hope and joy, of love and forgiveness, we hear only our own dire words of anxiety and fear. Deaf to God's words of comfort, we hear everything else the devil wants us to hear. Yet we remain deaf to God. Shh. Be still. And listen again. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. When the works of our own hands fail, look to the works of God's hands. Since creation, God has been with us, blessing us, rescuing us, forgiving us, and loving us so much He gave us His greatest work, salvation by way of the cross of Christ. We pray. O Lord, I confess that like David and all people, I too am sinful and unclean. By your steadfast love, take away from me every boast of selfish works and pride. By the power of the Holy Spirit, help me to listen and to hear your voice. Trust in your grace, and come always before you, not in my own righteousness, but clothed in Jesus' righteousness. In your name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.